Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Tian Kim. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. It's really good to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. So I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am. My name is Tian Kim Lam, and I am a debut romance author. My book, Happy Endings, is coming out. It should be out by the time you hear this. And I just love to write about Vietnamese American characters. And I like to have a coffee addiction. I drink a lot of coffee, trying to cut back. And I also run a business called Body Bookworms, where I pair diverse romances with erotic toys.
I love this. Let's talk about Body Bookworms first, and then we'll talk about Happy Endings, because I got so much to ask. So when is where you just start Body Bookworms, and how does that work?
I started Body Bookworms almost 6 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long. And it started because I have a lot of experience selling sex toys at home parties. I used to be a direct sales consultant, much like Trixie in my book. Mm-hmm. I had 12 years experience doing that. And a lot of friends would come and ask me for recommendations or to either toys or steamy books. And one day I'm just sitting here answering another DM about, you know, whatever sex toy they were asking about. I'm like, oh my God, what if I put them together like wine pairings, but I call them pleasure pairings. Mm-hmm. And what if I make it, you know, a subscription box and they get it and I'll give tips. And we have a book club. We have a Facebook group where we do book club chats on the books that are featured in each of the boxes. And, you know, it's been a wild ride ever since. And I love it.
So how do you select the books and how do you select the toys? Do you test drive them? Like, do you have like some sort of process? You're like, I need to know.
Sure. I always joke that it's kind of an art form. The books, so all the books that are featured in the boxes, unless I'm partnering with someone, I have read and I'm chosen for the box. So it just depends on if a book really appeals to me, I've got enjoyment out of, or it's been highly recommended by our Facebook group members. But basically, I'm looking for a book with a heroine that is kick-ass and whatever, you know, in her own way. And she is, I'm trying to find the word. She has the agency to choose what she wants out of life, right? And one of those things is sexual pleasure. So definitely I'm looking for things with books with a lot of steam. And just based on the themes of the book, I will choose toys from there. And because I've been in the industry for so long, like I kind of know what types of toys are out there. Like there's not a lot of new designs, you know, they're kind of the basic shapes. And people will add, you know, like, they'll like combine different, benefits to them. So maybe like one might vibrate and thrust or whatever. So I can look at a toy and see, and then I have context where I can order samples just to take a look at for quality. You know, if it does what it's advertised, is it easy to use? Mm-hmm. A lot of them come with IKEA style instructions. I tried to explain that in the box insert because, I mean, and the print is really small, but I figure like that should not be a barrier on using your fun toy. And the other thing that I also look for is that toys with packaging that doesn't center on the male gaze. It's really important for me because a lot of my subscribers are women and they may be new to toys or just, you know, wading into the pool. So I don't want the toy to feel intimidating by showing a picture of a model with not realistic proportions or in a way that are they're in a pose that maybe won't appeal to them. And you know, we as women, I think, tend to compare ourselves, whether we try to or not, to, you know, what the media portrays as beauty.
I love this. I love this, looking at it from, you know, holistic point of view and critically, you know, to share with your, being mindful of what your audience needs and meeting those needs, you know, like they're beginners. They may not want to look for something that's like not realistic, you know.
Definitely. And a lot of it is personal too. Like, these are the things that appeal to me. I like a pretty toy. I like a toy with some bling on it, or like the new thing right now is rose gold toys. Like, I love rose gold, and why not?
So speaking of those, like, what are some of the new trends? You mentioned rose gold is a new trend for sex toys. What else is like up and coming that we should look into?
Oh, well, suction toys are really big right now. And what I love is that when they first came out, they were very expensive. Mm-hmm. And now there are many companies making them at different price ranges. So the toys are more accessible because, you know, a lot, like, not everyone wants to spend $200 on a toy they don't know if it'll work for them. So why not buy one that's $30 or $40, test it out, you know, and say, hey, I kind of like, you know, what this does. Maybe when I'm ready, I'll upgrade to a luxury model.
I love this. All right. So let's chat about happy endings. So what was the source of inspiration? Although I think it's like some sort, you know, sex toys and then selling them and just creating that setting that's something similar to your life. But at the same time, like, how do you decide it was a second chance romance? Yeah.
Well, definitely there's some real life inspiration, but mostly I wanted to write a Vietnamese American character that bucked stereotypes. Mm-hmm. You know, when people think of women selling sex toys, they usually don't think about Asian women. You know, we're often fetishized and thought as submissive and meek. And I wanted to show people, like, here is an Asian woman who's proud of who they are. They're learning about these products and they're not afraid to teach others about something that was perhaps lacking, you know, growing up. You know, a lot of cultures don't talk about sexual pleasure at all in any way, right? We have to, you know, scour the internet and read romance books to find those things. So I wanted to write Trixie, you know, just some, you know, a different character that you wouldn't expect to see. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been portrayed in the media well.
Yeah, I love that Trixie was just a strong heroine who had a girl group who was like supporting her, and she had big dreams and she went for it. You know, I think there was like something to be said about that heroine just trying to go through her journey, and love is just like an added bonus, but it wasn't like the whole purpose of, like, you know, like the whole purpose of, like, yes, we're reading romance and we're gonna get the happily ever after, but her happily ever after also meant, you know, going and build her brick and mortar store and trying it out and having a group of girlfriends who were like, we got your back, you know, we'll look down on him, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you know, and I say, I've said this to my husband, we've been together a long time, and I say this to my children, you know, like, I love you, but you're not my entire pie. Mm-hmm. Like, I, as a person, I need other things, you know, like, I love being your mom, I love being your wife, but I also need other things to do, like running a business, writing, like, those are things that make me happy. Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean that I love them less because of it. And I think that's important for women to tell their families and to model for mm-hmm. other women in their lives and girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I knew when I was writing a book, I wanted a good, like, girl gang, like, you know, great group of girlfriends that lift each other up. And I love the Boss Babes so much.
I love the Boss Babes. I realized, like, in real life, you kind of have to have those Boss Babes. Like, you know, like, you gotta have your girlfriend group who's gonna have your back, and you're gonna, like, they're gonna support you, and they're gonna call you out too, you know. Yep. Like, it's a two-way street, but I think it's like, that's like, it added a bonus. Like, I felt like it was Trixie's story. Like, this is what Trixie's story, like, just growing and trying to figure out her own way and coming to terms with her own, like, process, like, sexuality and her business and her life. And just like, the hero was just kind of like, it was important, but it was the main point. And I loved that. I really loved that process.
Thanks. I don't know what to say. You know, like, Andre, he had his own issues too, but she wasn't going to let him get in her way of it, you know? And I think that's important to know herself.
Yeah, like she was like, he put the ultimatum and she was like, oh, hell no. You know, I know she had some hesitation, but I was like, reality is like, you know, like you got to do what feels right for you. And I feel like that's what makes the whole point, you know, like you gotta follow your North Star, you know, to take you to where you need to go next.
Yeah, and sometimes the path isn't straight, right? Or if you don't know if the decision you originally made is the right one. So I think that she definitely had her own journey to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. So what are you working next? Are we getting books for the Lost Babes?
Well, I am working on some more Boss Babe books. That's probably all I can share right now.
That but hopefully sounds
good. I'll have news, good news in the future.
That sounds good. Okay. Yeah, I really was like, I just want their journey. I just want to hang out with them. Like, I'm like, it just want to just be one of those meetings where you're just like eating good food and just like chatting about business and stuff.
Right? Who doesn't want a squad where you can hang out with and drink and eat good food? And yeah, no, we all need a squad like that.
We do. We all need to. So what kind of books have you read this past year that you recommend?
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, last year was not a great year reading wise for me. I think it was just so hard to concentrate, but I kind of hit my groove towards the end of the year. I have been listening to audiobooks, and not a romance, but I can't stop thinking about it, is The Black Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse. It's a fantasy based in, inspired by Mesoamerican cultures. And it's, if you read fantasy, you'll love it. And then romance, Big Bad Wolf by Suleika Snyder. So I've read her contemporary, and I don't know if she's written other paranormal, but this is a wolf shifter. And the heroine, I mean, she's amazing. she just didn't let the guy, so the guy's, her love interest is a wolf shifter, and she did not take any crap from him. You know, she said, like, if this is what you want, fine. I'm not going to be involved, or this is what I want. You got to be on board or not. And I really like that about her. And Suleika created this amazing world with all these different creatures and diverse people of different sexualities. And I'm looking forward to reading the next book in the series.
Oh, this is so exciting. I actually owned it. I pre-ordered that book because it's like, it's one of those books I was like, I need to read it. And then there's too many books to read. So
there's also a scene where they have sex against a wall in an alley. So if that helps. Yes, pick it up sooner.
Yes, basically it does. So thank you. Let's see, tell us where you can find you online.
I am online at my website is tinkimlam.com, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Ms. Tin Kim, MSTHIENKIM. That's my roots back to Ms. Magazine when I started reading as a teen. And you can find my books at pretty much any major retailer.
I love this. Thank you, Tim Kim, for being on the show.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit watchreadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.